Hello. So that's the end of our set here. I guess we're still waiting for some people, so we'll probably play a little bit more, but we'll sign off now. This has been Annabelle and
Maggie.
We're subbing in for someone, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
If you want to hear more from us, which is more just talking alongside our friend Emma, you can tune in from 6 to 7 a.m. on Tuesday mornings to listen to Dual Degree Hour, which is our show in which we talk about life on campus, being a dual degree student, art, and a lot of other random stuff.
Yeah, a lot of food. We talk about food for like half an hour.
Yeah.
So if you like food, you should listen to us. We're also, dare I say, pretty funny.
Yeah, I think we're kind of hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
And since it's so early, all you really have to do is like lie in bed and like turn us on. And then like, you know, you can hear us talk. Can get ready for your day.
Yes.
Get yourself psyched up to eat some breakfast.
Exactly. Usually we'll be reviewing breakfast items. At least breakfast is like my one meal that every day I eat it. You know, lunch and dinner are optional, but breakfast I eat. Breakfast I indulge in. And so if you want a little bit of inspo for what you want to eat at the dining hall that morning, or just in general, if for some reason you're not a student here.
Well, I mean, this is a community radio.
It is a community radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So whether or not you are a student, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the songs you just heard was Are You Bored Yet by The Wallows, Banking on a Myth by Andrew Bird, Alabaster by Andrew Bird, Lava by Still Woozy, Wait for the Moment by Wolfpack, and This December by Ricky Montgomery. We have a few more songs queued up. We'll play them until the next person shows up. And if not, we're going to turn on automation and leave. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. We love it when people listen. So yeah, here's a few more songs and then we're heading out. Thanks for listening.
But it's all gone. Yeah. This is the check 1, 2. The check 3, 4. You know who it is. You see, I tried to be everything you ever want, or ever want, you ever would ask me to be, baby. Baby, how could you call me your baby? You don't provide for me, you don't ride for me, you don't, no you don't. How could you call me your baby? I tried to do everything you asked me to. I never thought you ever would ask me to leave, baby. I guess the joke's on me, baby. You never did feel too deceived. I guess that's what I get for being so quality, baby.
All this year, say what I'm to the shoes. take a little time, but with you by my side,
testing. Oh, this is working. Try that one.
Hello.
Let's see. Which mic? Is that mic 4?
Yeah. It looks like 4 to me.
Just micing around. Do you do anything fun for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I got my Christmas tree. That was very fun. Yep. 100% agree. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
what else? Oh. What else?
What did I do? I saw my whole family. That was very fun. And, yeah. It was quite the Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Yeah. What did you do?
I hung out with some babies. My aunt has 2 babies. And one of them, I was doing a bit too. One of them can't speak yet. She's 6 months old. And I was holding her the whole time. And then I was turning to her and going right to her face and going, "You got a lot of moxie, kid, but you need a lot more than that to make it in this city. I'm talking buy, buy, buy. Buy, buy, buy. Now's the time. You gotta buy. Real estate investments right now. Buy them." And then...
And it was just about moxie, like the Northern New England soda?
No, like the character trait. "You got a lot of guts, kid. I admire that." But...
And that's called moxie.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's kind of cool.
It's like something that people used to say. It's sort of a passe term because it got co-opted by that soda company in Northern New England.
Yeah.
They don't want to be like...
They have that in Vermont?
That's free advertising. Usually they have Moxie creamy floats, actually. It's a big thing.
You and your creamies.
Us and our creamy. That's what you non-Vermonters call soft serve. And you're wrong.
So that's what they're called by
Vermonters.
The world.
No. No. Well, yeah, but you're wrong.
So we can agree to disagree.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense that I'm right.
Also, so there's another kid there. There was another kid there too, and for him, I had a bit where he clinked his glass at dinner. I was like, you have to speak now. You have to give grace. And he thought, he was like shocked at first, and then he started laughing a little. And then my aunt went to bring him up for bed, and she was like, do you want to say goodbye to cousin DJ? And he said, no thanks. And then he went upstairs. That's a real highlight for me.
I think you're the new favorite cousin.
Yeah, I think I am. It was not. I think they'll come around to it. I think the 6-month-old really likes me, but the other one's a bit of a wimp. So that's sort of his fault. Drama.
That's family drama for you.
You have any family drama?
You bet. It's.
Is it political? It always is.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yeah.
All wonderful people who have supported me throughout my life, and I still love them, you know? You can have your differences.
You can have your...
And still love your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's an important thing to... each one of us is our own special little leaf.
We're all our own special flowers.
Flowers. Snowflakes, even.
Speaking of snowflakes. Oh, boy. Man, I really wish I could show you what we're seeing right now.
Oh, boy. If you're not seeing this, I just want to give you a quick descriptor of what's happening. That's not really fun. It was an ad called The Day Before a Tornado. I just want to...
Everybody knows that tornadoes are always preceded by snowstorms, especially in the Northeast, where weather can be volatile.
Weather can be volatile. Mm. Speaking of volatile weather, know your cell phone rights. Whether you're talking about your cell phone, whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights in any weather.
That's right.
The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone.
That's right. 9-zip.
Right? Yeah.
9-zip.
Police aren't touching my cell phone. Police, actually, come and try.
Come. If it's unanimous, I think it's without votes in the negative.
Yeah.
So it can be 8-0, 7-0, 6-0, or even 5-0.
Even 1-0 is unanimous.
I think it has to have at least 4.
I am making a unanimous decision to continue reading. Because you're abstaining, right? I don't know.
I'm totally just throwing stuff out there.
Anyways, however, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly while no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you or your vehicle or your phone is, no officer, thanks. I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored in your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF. From the EFF, freedom loving friends here at WFO Tufts, Medford.
So for those of us who have a new phone, some of us are in the room. What do you think? How are you going to set your phone security code?
So mine is my face now.
It's your face? We didn't even talk about your face.
Yeah.
Your face is beautiful.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, they can't compel me to look at my face. Also,
you can't look at your face.
If I close my eyes, my phone won't open. Wait, I can't see. See, it just opened when I opened my eyes.
Tricky.
I have a little story about this new phone. Speaking of cell phone rights, have you heard how I got this phone?
No.
So Sean, AT&T store, great guy.
Sean.
Not Like, maybe not the best multitasker. He tried for 3 hours to multitask with me, and I was just sort of waiting there because I, like, couldn't hurt him and be like, hey, could you, like, actually give me the phone? But Sean was like, I live in Middlebury, Vermont. It's a very small town. Oh. I go in, and Sean is like, I have a deal for you, but you can't tell AT&T, the company. He works at the AT&T store. He's like, if you change your phone number today, you can get a free phone. This phone is free.
What?
Yeah. All I had to do was pay sales tax. Crazy. What? Sean, ultimate bench. Also, found out a lot about his football team.
What's his football team?
The Bears, but they're losing a lot, so he's like, maybe I shouldn't root for the Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
Chicago, the city that never sleeps with
wind.
What? The city that never sleeps with wind.
Right.
When you fall asleep in Chicago, boom, no wind. Ever. Ever.
Yeah. See you later.
See you later, wind. Wind be gone. This one trick, falling asleep, is a new internet.
So what do you say we play some more music?
So play, okay.
Yeah, just all you gotta do is click it. It's okay.
What we've played so far, I hear a lot of audience people asking.
Right.
What we've played so far, it started out with Baby by Brittany Howard, Pink and White by Frank Ocean, and Work by Charlotte Day Wilson. And if you have any recommendations and you're listening, you can call or you can text my phone if you want. Or Sebastian's and be like, well, if you know us.
Yeah.
If you don't, I'm not going to give out your. What, actually?
I mean, you can. It probably won't do anything.
It probably won't, but I'm going to be safe. Yeah. Anyways, you got any ideas of what to play next?
Let's hit the Spotify random button. You know that button that it has?
Yeah, that would be cool, but we can't listen to explicit music yet.
Oh.
I have a song queued if we want to do that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
The police met the plane. They let you finish your meal. I know you'd like to believe it, baby, but you're more keen than criminal. Just a boy who could get to a domestic flight without lighting up in the restroom. Got cold, cloud of smoke, thumb still on the light. You look so proud. Couldn't wait to call a friend. We had to fly back home. Never got the money back for that weekend. Right there on the Sydney tarmac, I threw my luggage down. I said, I'm gonna leave you. I'm not a good woman. That's when the sound came in. I could finally see. I felt the changing of the seasons. All of my senses rushing back to me. Go your own way. Watch me turn my own head. when you took my camera, turned to me, 23, naked on your bed, looking straight at you. Do you still have that photograph? Would you use it to hurt me? Well, I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body. It's just my body. I guess it's just my life, and it's just my body.
Does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Oh, autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you run down. Yes, jaded ruins and gay divorces who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that is divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Oh, autumn in New York, you need the castles in Spain. Yes, lovers that bless the dark. Oh, on the benches in Central Park. Great autumn in New York, it's good to live it again.
Hello again, Medford, Massachusetts.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo. You want to tell them what that was?
No.
Okay.
You can draw your own conclusions.
I would give it a title, but it was more of a feeling of winter, of falling snow.
I thought you meant the barking like a dog. I just didn't want to go back into that.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't.
We listened to Body by Julia Jacklin, who coincidentally actually has a body. Can you believe that? Yeah.
That's insane.
She wrote the song and she has one.
Wow.
Damn. Autumn in New York by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, who coincidentally also have bodies.
They have two each. One each.
They have two bodies.
They have two bodies.
They're expanding their hive mind. They're inhabiting a body right now. After they died, their ghosts inhabited people's bodies.
Invasion of the Ella Fitzgerald Snatchers.
Damn.
Or something.
That's crazy.
Are we welcoming callers?
Yeah. Except that we can't because our phones are down. We would welcome you, Michael. We know you're on the line. And we love you, but no, not gonna happen because the phones are down. Because it's not showing up here, and I feel like we can't just answer it there.
I mean,
are you sure?
Couldn't we just be like, hello? Like, with your, you know, put it up to your ear and then be like, oh, he said, like, blah, blah, blah.
I guess. I don't know. Should we try it?
We could have a telephone.
Oh, a telephone on a telephone.
Yeah.
With all of Bedford, because a lot of people are probably listening. Or
in this section of telephone on radio, we're going to do our best to transfer the contents of a call through secondhand information.
Through ghosts. I'm sorry, I didn't say it.
Yeah.
And then we listen to A Child Is Born by the Oscar Peterson Trio, who coincidentally, all three of them, Have bodies. Yeah.
And some of their instruments have bodies, too.
Oh, true.
The body of the instrument.
Maybe the instrument was born from them. That's the child that was being born. It was like the process of the piano. All the keys were clicking down as it was being born.
Right. Like, playing the piano is like the formation of a body.
Yeah.
And turning it into one.
Is why.
And that is how children...
That's what, like, Julia Jacklin was thinking when she was in the Oscar Peterson Trio.
Right. She was like, I have a body. Like, I can be here. If these fools can be here, I can too.
Exactly.
I just called Oscar Peterson a fool.
Yeah, Oscar Peterson, come at us with your entire legal team. We don't care. Oscar Peterson, we want you to sue us.
This would be major
publicity for you and me.
Nope. It would be...
My name is Douglas Sandler. I live in Red Hall. Come find me.
My name is John Smith from...
No.
University of California.
His name is Mike Norton from Latin
you
Way.
You can't say that either because that's impersonation.
Oh, is that identity fraud?
I'll be upfront. It's not my name. My name's not Mike.
That's a different person. Anyways. Oscar Peterson, send your lawyers
after that
us.
Series of crimes.
We're going to listen to some more music?
I think we should.
You want to give them a preview? I'll give them a preview of what's coming up.
I can give them a preview on... Okay.
That was it.
Yep. So it was something like that, but continued for about
3 minutes?
I feel like that's the average. Regular song.
Yeah, continued for a regular song like.
Regular song like.
It's like, love, but for well, 3 minutes.
Regular. Do you think we should just...
Should we play it?
Play it?
Yeah, let's
That's do a it. Radical idea, but I think God, let's just do it.
We're revolutionaries here. We'll play music.
Yeah, don't make us play it, because we will.
Yeah.
Hello, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're going to play you out with a little ditty.